This is a wide open field. We're learning a lot of things about nutrition that before were only guessed at. And one of the really exciting things is the effect of nutrition on genetics. Early in the stages of development, you can alter a child's and the mother's nutrition, and you can affect a child's life from then on, either negatively or positively. In 1900, Americans consumed about 4 pounds of sugar a year. Now they consume about 129 pounds a year, a 2,500% increase in sugar consumption. Now let's look at the effect of crime and nutrition. So we've seen multiple large studies, well-controlled studies, that the amount of sugar in your diet has direct activity in terms of your criminal behavior, your propensity to violent acts, and to antisocial
and
behavior.
A lot more people are allergic to foods than know it. Because you generally think, well, if I'm allergic to a food, it's going to give me stomach cramps or swell up.
The same effect happens with over-vaccination. And this is why vaccinating kids with so many vaccines is producing all these neurological effects, ADD, ADHD, autism, is because when you vaccinate a kid, you not only activate his immune system.
Well, all these drugs, what we call SSRI drugs, they're the drugs that regulate and make your brain serotonin level go up.
Well, unfortunately, in some people, they'll make the serotonin level go down, and these people will commit suicide or they'll commit murder. When they looked at all these kids killing people at different schools around the country, like Columbine, all of them were taking these SSR medications. All of these things play a profound role in your behavior.